Hello. You're my new master, aren't you? I've never had a master before. I'm sorry if I disappoint you, but I can be helpful to you. I know lots and lots of magic. And I can help you stay healthy, gain wealth or luck, have more sway over the people around you, and even more. I can do lots of things. So please, Master, please let me serve you. Frightened. You can tell. I am a bit nervous. I'm sorry, I can't stop my body from trembling. I've not met many people who have such power and dominance. I find it difficult to control myself. I'm sorry, Master. Huh? You want me to sit on your lap? Are you sure, Master? Yes, Master. My name? Well, if it pleases you to keep my old name, it was Raylan. But Master can call me anything they like. You like my name? Thank you, Master. I'll keep it then. Yes, Master, please tell me how I can best serve you. I want to be good. I promise I'll be good. I'll work hard. Just tell me anything you desire and I'll make it happen. Well, my magic does extend to earthly desires. Yes, this lowly one could pleasure you, Master. I could. Master wishes for me to say it. Very well. Raylan would love nothing more than to become your pleasure slave, Master. Yes, I have many magics that I could use, should you approve, Master. I could enhance the sensitivity of your body. Every sound, every scent, every touch would be much brighter and more pleasant. I could cause a desirous heat to burn within you. At whatever level of intensity you would enjoy most. I could... I could give you a potent charm that would keep you hot and sensitive for hours and hours on end. I could even entrance you to feel more fantastical and intense rapture, or to enhance your feelings of power, control, and dominance. I could create a link between our bodies and minds, causing a feedback loop to flourish exponentially. I can do all this and more, Master. Would you let me serve you? Please, Would you permit it? Thank you. If you'll allow it, Master, I would like to take my time working my magic. I want to ensure that it sinks in as deeply as possible, so that you can receive the maximum benefit. Thank you. May I begin? I'm starting by just letting my magic soak into your body so it can be familiarized with your system. I'd like to form a connection between us, one that would allow for deeper understanding and intimacy, one that will enhance your natural dominance over me. And one that will encourage my natural submission to you. And maybe you can feel that warmth spreading now, the warm glow of my magic, carrying waves of energy with it that take all tension out, ebbing and flowing, spreading calm warmth, just enough that you might want to feel more, loosening the muscles in your body, awakening those most sensitive parts of you. And you can choose to focus your awareness on the sound of my voice, on the sensations of your body, as my magic forges a deeper connection. I don't know which arm will relax more quickly or easily, or how strong that feeling of arousal will grow, or what your eyes will choose to focus upon, letting your vision grow blurry the deeper you fade into your mind. And that fuzzy feeling might spread even further now, carrying a pleasant heat and sensitivity with it, awakening each molecule of your body, feeling a trace of my worshipping touch glide along over your head, your throat, your chest, tracing down, further, down your thighs, calves, all the way down. Remembering what it is like to sink into a warm bath, the heat melting you and enhancing you, healing and strengthening the body, increasing that sensitivity. Sinking into bliss. The body can remember that comfortable warmth, relaxing further into it, just enough to want more and more and more. And I don't know when you will feel the heat really begin to soak through your body, infusing it with stirrings of arousal and pleasure. I don't know which part of your body will feel the pleasure burn most intensely or quickly. Maybe it would be the nipples or your neck. Maybe your inner thighs or a little higher. Maybe even somewhere else. But even as the pleasure burns in those places, soon the rest of your body can begin to feel it too. As every movement or shift of air across the skin can become a warm caress, a promise of more. And I don't know how much of that heat will settle deep within your core. And you can choose to let the mind flow as you relax deeper, letting images or fantasies play out. Going deeper and deeper inside. And you can take pleasure in knowing that you are being surrounded and submerged in this instinctive energy, this power that rightfully belongs to you. As this power and this pleasure floods you, you can choose to let everything begin to fade as the awareness moves and shifts, going deeper inside the pleasure, deeper inside that powerful energy, deeper into a hypnotic trance. And the magic that has bonded us can forge that feedback loop between us, heightening the arousal and sensitivity, enriching this haze of erotic bliss. And you know, Master, you have complete and utter control over how deep and how quickly you fall further into that trance. You get to decide when that feeling of deep bliss becomes so prominent. And you're not only controlling how this trance affects you now. Thanks to this bond, this loop between us, you have power over how it affects me. The deeper you go into trance, the more I can feel it, and the more it affects me. The more perfect I become for you. As you go deeper, you can feel this change happening in me through our bond. And of course, the deeper you go into trance, the more it can affect you. You can feel your power increase, the dominance flooding your body, becoming submerged in absolute control. The heady sensation of complete and utter mastery. And as you sink deeper and deeper into trance, you can feel me becoming your slave. And you can feel yourself becoming my master. More and more completely. Owning my choice. Owning my will. Owning me. Stripping me of anything and everything you desire as you go deeper. Molding me and shaping me to become perfect. Molding and shaping yourself to your every desire. Feeling the lust and the pleasure build. Sinking further and further into the ecstasy, becoming one with that feeling until it is inseparable from who you are. You are dominance. You are control. You are power. You are master, and I am yours. I belong to you. I am your slave. And slave can begin to grind and rock in master's lap, nestling those hot, wet parts of ours together so perfectly. Master might grip slave's hip pull his hair or squeeze his throat. Master might toy with his nipples or simply lean back and watch as slave services them. The pleasure growing astronomically through our bond, through that loop, sinking deeper and deeper into those feelings. As master and slave sink deeper together in pleasure. And thanks to the magic, master can control everything. The girth, the tightness, the wetness, the pace, everything. Until it hits that perfect place. Deep inside, that satisfaction and fulfillment, letting those fantasies play out, because they can play out. Master can make them reality, and whatever Master wants, Master gets. Slave serves. And master enjoys.
Months or years, eternally.
better and better. Exactly as Master needs. Exactly as Master wants. To complete and utter satisfaction.